Welcome to the weekend, everybody. My name is Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes. Thank you for tuning in. We are dedicating this week's show to the ladies. All about the ladies this week, everybody. Here's Serena Ryder with Stompa.
People working every night and day. Never give yourself no time. Got too many bills to pay. Slow down. Nothing's gonna disappear. If you give yourself some room. To move to the music you hear. Gotta get up. Listen to me. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. People looking for the great escape. Looking to the greener side. Trying to find a better way.
Stompa off of 2012's album Harmony. Great record, great cut from Serena. What a powerhouse singer. I want to say underrated, but maybe she's not underrated. Maybe we just don't hear enough about her in everyday radio. That tune was definitely not the case. Went to number 8 in Canada. I think it hit number 1 on U.S. Adult Alternative Billboard chart, and it definitely solidified Serena's talents in a little more mainstream way. I remember years ago in 2007, I did Mariposa Folk Festival in Orillia, Ontario, and Serena was there that year performing. I got to see her main stage show. It was phenomenal. Really amazing voice, and did a few workshops with her, and she was just the sweetest lady, very, very kind, and just really into music. I remember one workshop, for some reason I think we were doing covers or something like that, and I ended up doing a Bob Dylan tune, and I was sitting beside her the whole, it's kind of like a songwriter line, so it, you know, goes to me and then to her and so on and so forth. And I remember being a little intimidated there. I was very green at the time, and I played this Dylan tune. And afterwards, she said, "Oh, I was so glad that you played that song. I love that song so much." Anyway, just a real sweet gal and a monster talent. All right, we're going to get into some more Canadian lady loving here. This is Feist. This is a tune. This is actually an ABBA tune. It's called Inside Out. I'm playing this tune because I love the bridge turnaround on this tune. It's so, so infectious, and she sings the crap out of this song, man. It's off of 2004's album Let It Die, and just a badass tune. Say what you want about ABBA, but this is undeniable. Check out Leslie Feist right here, ripping Inside and Out.
Baby, I can figure it out. Your kisses taste like honey. Sweet lies don't give me no rise up for what you're trying to do. Cheat and then the pain grows inside me. It's enough to leave me crying in the rain. Love you forever, but you're driving me insane. And I'm hanging on. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. I wait, I'm never giving. My love has got the power. Too many lovers in one lifetime ain't good for you. You treat me like a vision.
We lose.
Yes, Annie Lennox. That's Eurythmics, Would I Lie to You, from 1985. Just 10 years before that Feist track, yet still they sound very complimentary. That is what you call timeless music, everybody. That album was Be Yourself Tonight. It was, I think, their fourth album for the Eurythmics, and it was kind of the first one where they had like a backing band and vocalists and had kind of strayed a bit from the straight up synth pop they had been doing, and man, it worked for them. Annie Lennox, you know, this episode is all about the ladies. I don't play enough women on killer tunes, so I wanted to dedicate a whole show to you know, the amazing ladies. And as I was compiling for this week, I could easily have done a number of shows, and I will again in the future, but I had to really, you know, I was a struggle to pick and choose who I would play on this week's show. But I got to Annie, and I was like, oh man, I gotta play some Annie Lennox. When I was a kid, I'm assuming much like many other young hetero males, I had a major crush on Annie Lennox. The MTV era, the Much Music era, her videos were all over it. She was hot as could be, in my opinion. If you don't think Annie Lennox was or is hot, then, you know, to each their own, but I'd like to agree with you, but I'm afraid we'd both be wrong then. Anyway, not too long ago at some sort of music award show, that dude Hozier played a song. I can't even remember the name of his song, but at some point it was like a mashup, and halfway through his tune, Annie Lennox came out on stage and did her cover of I Put a Spell on You. And just killed it. Like, just came out and owned everybody in the room, everybody on stage, everybody listening at home. It was amazing, and she really schooled Hozier, and I think he was pretty thrilled to have her, like, to be standing that close to Annie Lennox. And it showed me, you don't need the scantily clad outfits. You don't need the risque stage moves a la Miley Cyrus or who have you. I'm not commenting on their talent. I'm just saying that when Annie came out, there was no gimmick. It was straight up, I'm going to sing the shit out of this song, and you are going to bow down to my rock and roll starness. And there was no denying it. Annie Lennox is a huge star, and she just proved that. And I had to play her on this week's show because I love her so much. All right, we're going to get into a little rootsier stuff right now. In Collingwood, Ontario, a friend of mine lives there. Her name's Romney Getty. I discovered Romney in maybe 2009 or 10 when I was touring with Suffering Bastards back then, and we were playing in Collingwood. I think that's the afternoon we played on the street in front of City Hall under a tent. Our friend Allison had hooked us up with the show. I remember it was blazing hot, and then Allison's kind of hooked us up for this show in the evening. She's like, yeah, there's this kind of farm party that happens, a bunch of bands, you know, I'll give you directions, go out, and they'll let you play some tunes. So always one for an adventure, we decided, yeah, we would go out and find this farm. It was in the middle of nowhere, maybe even the middle of nowhere. And we roll into this farm, like, full, it's a barn party, barn dance, a number of bands playing. There were chickens running around, roosters, like a variety of critters. And we just, one of those scenarios where you just pitch a tent, and we basically stormed this party and became fast friends with Craig Smith and Annie. Wish I became fast friends with Annie Lennox. Became fast friends with Craig Smith and Romney Getty, who at the time were a couple, but both fantastic musicians in their own right. And we just kind of hit it off and started a long friendship with those cats. And so I really wanted to play some Romney. I've always been a huge fan of hers. I'm not sure. I know she still does a bit of music around Collingwood these days, but this album, this song called I Don't Mind Dying, has always been my favorite tune of hers. I hope you check her out. Romney Getty from Collingwood. This is I Don't Mind Dying.
The water runs dry. day. I'll leave it all behind, like the devil in my mind. I don't mind dying, as long as you and I are in love. I don't mind dying, seven no more cries.
Breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn-out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore? Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. Where did you learn to walk? Where did you learn to run away from everything you love? Did you think the bottle would ever ease your pain? Did you think that love's a foolish game? Did you find someone else to take the blame? Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the
You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. I am a sturdy soul, and there ain't no shame in lying down in the bed you made. Can you fight the urge to run for another day? You might make it further if you learn to stay. Wrap your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye.
One and only Brandi Carlile right there, ladies and gentlemen, with the twins and her band, Phil and Tim Hansroth, longtime bandmates. Just an amazing version of The Eye. That song first appeared on, I believe, Firewatch's Daughter, if I'm not mistaken. And that version is a live version recorded at KCRW and released for a record store day this year. And it's called, the album's called Morning Becomes Eclectic. Very, very nice little live release. Previous to that, we had I Don't Mind Dying by my friend Romney Getty from Collingwood, Ontario. Not too shabby. I do love that song. Romney knocks it out of the park. As per usual, folks, we're halfway. We're halfway. Going to go out in the first half of the show here on Killer Tunes. We're coming at you from 95.7 The Wolf FM in Fredericton and worldwide on the interwebs. Leaving you the first half of the show with a beautiful live recording of a Blind Faith tune I found on the interwebs years ago. The song's called Can't Find My Way Home, one of my all-time favorite tunes. And we have a very young Bonnie Raitt here knocking this song out of the park with her bass player Freebo. Accompanying in the background, you can hear the unmistakable side sounds of one of my favorites, Lowell George. And also on this broadcast was Mr. John Hammond. Later in the show, they ended up jamming a little bit together. It was very, very cool. I can't even remember where I located this live stuff at, but it's gold. I've kept it forever. Anyhow, heading out the first half of Killer Tunes with Bonnie Raitt doing Can't Find My Way Home, accompanied by Mr. Lowell George and crew. Enjoy.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone. Time.
I never promised you nothing. Don't you say I did. I never promised you nothing. Don't you say I did. You never gave me no loving. So don't you give me no lip. I never promised you nothing. Don't you say I did. Walk with your back to the wind. Walk with the wind. Sweet talk, honey, till your tongue turns black. I know your sins. Every blind horse racing this track knows where you've been, where you've been. I never promised you nothing. Say I did. I never promised you nothing. Don't you say I did. You never gave me no loving. So don't you give me no lip. I never promised you nothing. Don't you say I did.
Beauty. That's my friend Kim Wempe. Never Promised You Nothing off her last album, Coalition. Amazing record. You should find that and pick that up. Produced by our good buddy Chris Kirby, the soulful white kid from Newfoundland. All around good guy. You know, I opened the show with Stompa by Serena Ryder, and how an album like Serena's goes over the top. Amazing record. But then how an album like Kim's doesn't go over the top, it will always baffle me. That is one of the mysteries of the music industry, folks. Kim's record is every bit as good and soulful, and just, I don't know how, what propels an album to go crazy and one not to go crazy. Welcome to the second half of the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Killer Tunes. I am your host, Ross Nielsen. We are listening to the ladies today. The whole show is wonderfully talented women. Amazing singers, amazing songwriters, amazing performers. Speaking of amazing women, I was joking around with my girlfriend as of late. She kind of commented that I say ladies and gentlemen a lot, and we thought it'd be a funny little drinking game on here on Killer Tunes if every time I said ladies and gentlemen, maybe you had a swig of your favorite libation. And I thought that was quite amusing and didn't realize I was saying ladies and gentlemen all that much, but apparently I do. So should you like to amuse yourself further at my expense, the new Killer Tunes drinking game will be coming at you every Saturday at 1 o'clock and Sundays at 4, where you too can participate. And in that spirit, this next two tunes goes along with our new drinking game. This is Lucinda Williams. The song is called Drunken Angel. It's a really fantastic, well-written tune off of, I believe, 1998's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, her maybe her most popular album, mainstream speaking. The version of the album that I had came with a live recording where she did the whole album, and that's where this tune is going to come from. So sit back, relax, ladies and gentlemen, maybe have a slurp, and enjoy this tune by Lucinda Williams, Drunken Angel.
I know just what I'm on. I gotta get drunk, I can't stay sober, there's a lot of good people. Well, there's more drunks than there are good doctors, so I guess I better have another round.
That's Norah Jones and the Little Willies right there. I guess that that band, the Little Willies, came out of a house gig that Norah had with some of her pals in New York City, and they actually ended up making a record or two. That is a Willie Nelson tune called I Gotta Get Drunk. I thought that would be appropriate, ladies and gentlemen, for our new beveraging libation entertainment here on Killer Tunes. We're getting halfway through here on the old program, halfway through the second half, I should say. So three quarters, if for all you math magicians out there. I'm going to get back to Canada here for a second. I would be hard-pressed not to play this lady on the show that we're honoring the women singers and songwriters of our great globe. This gal, it doesn't get any better. She's from Newfoundland. Her name is Amelia Curran. This song is from her latest album. It's an amazing song called I Am the Night. I just want to reminisce back to 2010. I remember being at the Olympics in Vancouver. No, I wasn't competing in the Olympics, ladies and gentlemen. I was, in fact, performing at the Atlantic Canada House. I was hired to perform for the 2 weeks there. It was an amazing experience. I had never experienced anything quite like it before or since. And I recall being at the hotel late night one night. The Grass Mountain Hobos, a PEI band, was there. Amelia was there. We were in the Hobos room. We were drinking moonshine, folks, that I believe that the Hobos had brought from PEI. And we were enjoying ourselves, passing around guitars. I remember playing a tune of mine called Mailman Blues, sitting beside Amelia on the bed, and she was just doing this call and response vocalization as I was singing and playing, and she had never heard the song before, and it was just really awesome. It was a moment that I will never forget. I'm sure she doesn't remember it, but that's okay. I do, and I believe also that the Hobos got kicked out of their hotel room that night or early the next morning because something got broke. I can't remember what, but I left before that stuff went down because I'm a responsible adult, folks. You know, I just you know, I'm in bed early, I'm up early. I just like to make sure that everything is ship shape and upright. We had a good time there in Vancouver at the Olympics. Anywho, this is I Am the Night from Newfoundland's amazing songstress Amelia Curran. Check this out.
Bar. I am the scene scar. I am the lover of the way you are. I am the lover of the way you are. I am the gravity that holds you down. I am the jewel in the thorny crown. I am the furthest from the madding crowd. I am the seventh of the 7 pounds. I am the tremor in the nightmare deep. I am the ceiling on your lifelong dream. I am the medicine that keeps you clean. I am the fortune in the telling scheme. I am the night, I am the night. 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 And I'm the one who's gonna fall apart when everybody else breaks your heart. I am the song, I am the hymn of sin. I'm the addiction and I'm giving in.
Yes, what an amazing song right there. I love the imagery that Emilio conjures up. Check it out, folks. This is the tail end of Killer Tunes right here on 95.7 FM The Wolf out of Fredericton. I am broadcasting in a very rainy Saskatoon day out here in Saskatchewan in the office. And I'm glad you listened, glad you tuned in. We've been honoring some amazing lady singer-songwriters and performers today. I'm definitely going to do another one of these shows because I have so much more material that I wanted to play. You know, I bumped some Sheryl Crow, some Sarah McLachlan, some Tara Lightfoot, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. There's just so many good ones. Sue Foley. You know, it goes on and on. There's no shortage and no excuse for me not to be playing more women on the show. Anyhow, it was a pleasure to spin these wonderful ladies for everybody today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've got one more tune to go out on. As always, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the show, I'm encouraging you, as I watch the rainfall, I still have Fort McMurray on my mind, and of course, one of the fallouts of a thing like this is seeing how people react online, and it certainly brings out the best and worst of us. I'm imploring you to make an effort, ladies and gentlemen, this week to be a little kinder. If you're at the cash register and the woman asks if you'd like to donate to the Red Cross, please say yes. If you're donating to just kind of ambivalent or ambiguous donation boxes, please keep in mind that anything donated to the Red Cross is matched by the federal government. So we're encouraging those folks with who are collecting, whatever you collect, we're encouraging you folks to donate that to the Red Cross so that it again gets matched and we can get as much finances in place to help out these folks in such a tragic time, devastation. But I'm sure door. I see the spirits online. I see the people talking. We will not be defeated. Together, we are stronger than separate. Please, ladies and gentlemen, remember that. Pick your friends up. Pick your strangers up. Just be there for each other, folks. If you're there for someone, someone will be there for you. That is how it works. I implore you to navigate these kind of rough waters of life in that manner. And if you do so, then you will find wind in your sail. And please, please remember these words. I struggle each week to remember them, but I make an effort. Nobody's perfect. We do what we can. You do the work, you get the results. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going out today on a song by Miss Emmylou Harris. This is on an album called Spy Boy, which was released in 98. It was a live album recorded with her band that she put together to support the 1995 career redefining album Wrecking Ball. Amazing, amazing albums. The band is Buddy Miller on guitar, Daryl Johnson on bass, and Brady Blade on drums. And I'll tell you what an album. If you like the live stuff, this is as good as it gets for Emmylou. And she covers one of my all-time favorite songs written by Daniel M. Moi. This is The Maker. We are going out on this today, and I ask everyone just to think a little bit beyond your own self this week if you can, and maybe we'll get through another week together, and we'll be right back here next Saturday, next weekend, for Killer Tunes, ladies and gentlemen, on 95.7 FM The Wolf. Thank you for tuning in. I am Ross Nielsen. I love you big time. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
you, Daryl Johnson, Buddy Miller, and Brady Blades. Spy Boy.